to reflection. Even the heads-up display was dimmed almost to the point of invisibility. The voices in Philip's ears, ship traffic, security feeds, civilian chatter, were picked up on passive. He listened, while transmitting nothing in return. The targeting laser strapped to his back was powered down. He and his team were shadows, among shadows. The faint countdown timer in the left of his visual field passed the 15-minute mark. Philip patted air, barely thicker than vacuum, with an open palm, the belter's physical idiom to move forward, slowly. Around him, his team followed. High in the void above them, too distant to see, the Martian naval vessels guarding the shipyard spoke in clipped professional tones. As thinly as their fleet had been stretched, they had only two ships in orbit. Probably only two. It was possible that there were others hidden in the black, hugging their own waste heat and shielded from radar. Possible, but unlikely. And life, as Philip's father said, was risky work. 14 minutes, 30 seconds. Two secondary timers appeared beside it, one with a 45-second counter, the other with 2 minutes. Transport ship Frank Aiken, you are cleared to approach. Message received, Carson Lay. Sin's familiar growl came. Philip could hear the old belter's smile in the words, Coyo sabe besta sus bebe com willo. Somewhere up there, the Frank Aiken was painting the Martian ships with innocuous ranging lasers set at the same frequency as the one strapped to Philip's own back. When the Martian comm officer spoke, there was nothing in his voice that showed fear. Don't copy you, Frank Aiken. Please repeat. Sorry, Sin laughed. You fine, upstanding gentlefolk know any good bars a poor belter crew could get a drink once we get to the surface? Can't help you, Frank Aiken, the Martian said. Maintain course. Sabisa, solid as a stone, straight as a bullet, ass. Philip's crew topped the crater ridge, looking down at the no man's land of the Martian military yard. It was just as he had expected it to be. He picked out the warehouses and supply depots. He pulled off the targeting laser, set the base into the dirty ice, and powered it up. The others, spread along the line wide enough that none of the guards would be out of all their sight lines, did the same. The lasers were old, the tracking platforms strapped to them salvaged from a dozen different sources. Before the tiny red LED on its base turned green, the first of his two secondary timers reached zero. The security alert tritone sounded on the civilian channel, followed by a woman's anxious voice. We've got a runaway loading mech on the field. It's heading for the meteor array. The panic and alarm cascaded in his ears as Philip moved his team along the rim of the crater. Thin puffs of dust rose around them and didn't fall, widening instead like a mist. The loader mech, failing to respond to overrides, trundled across the no man's land and into the wide eyes of the meteor defense cannons, blinding them, if only for a few minutes. 4 Martian Marines emerged from their bunker, as protocol demanded. Their powered armor let them slide over the surface like they were skating on ice. Any one of them could kill his whole team and suffer nothing worse than a moment's pity. Philip hated them all, and each one individually, on principle. The repair crews were already scrambling for the damaged array. The whole thing would be back in order within the hour. 12 minutes, 45 seconds. Philip paused, looking back at his team. 10 volunteer soldiers, the best the belt had to offer. Apart from himself, none of them knew why the mission to raid the Martian supply depot was important or what it was leading to. All of them ready to die if he told them to, because of who he was, because of who his father was. Philip felt it in his belly and in his throat. Not fear, pride. It was pride. 12 minutes, 35 seconds. 34. 33. The lasers they'd placed came to life, painting the 4 Marines, the bunker with the backup team, the perimeter fences, the workshops, and the barracks. The Martians turned, their armor so sensitive that even the gentle caress of invisible beams of light was noticed. As they moved, they lifted their weapons. Philip saw one recognize the team, gun shifting away from the lasers and toward them, toward him. He caught his breath. 18 days.